This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh my goodness gracious me. Oh me, oh my. It's time to play. Are You Smarter Than Katie? I want to bring Oh Me, Oh My back.
Okay.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Me, oh, my.
We are going to play.
Also, let's bring back my.
We can play with, Mike. How about that? Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Oh, me, oh, Mike. Calling all the way from Ione, and you sound like you are amped up and ready to go.
Absolutely.
Are you still up from last night, or is this how you wake up every morning?
This is how I am every day.
Man, I love it. Katie's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is up to $280. Now we're starting to get into some serious money. We're live on Instagram as always as well. And it's brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville, the Blue Oaks being an amazing place to have a fun, cute, cheap date Thursday nights. $45, two entrees, mac and cheese, and a bottle of wine. All right, here we go. You ready to play, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Question one. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris has picked her vice presidential running mate, and it's a shocker. She chose Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, who is ex-military, football coach, high school teacher, and even an ex-congressman, too. What is the capital of Minnesota? Three seconds, Mike. Three, two, one. Moving on. Hey, you should probably turn your radio off. It's probably throwing you off a little bit. Question two. Zac Efron was in Ibiza, Spain, and something happened, and he had to be rushed to the ER. Well, we now know the details of that injury. He dove into a pool, hit his head, knocked himself out, and ingested a lot of water, but he's fine now. Ibiza is an island in the Atlantic Ocean or Mediterranean Sea?
I want to say Mediterranean.
Okay. Mike, I feel like we're falling apart here, but here we go. Question three. House of the Dragon just wrapped up season two with a cliffhanger, pissing off a lot of fans. However, the showrunners announced that they have confirmed there will be two more seasons, but not premiere until June of 2026. Gah. Which of the following is not a name of a dragon on that show? Dreamfire, Sea Smoke, or Starscream?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Smoke.
Question four. Leonardo DiCaprio was photographed getting medical treatments while on vacation with his new girlfriend. The reason why was because he got stung by a jellyfish and stung on his butt. True or false? A jellyfish is a fish.
False.
And question five, America added 8 more Olympic medals to our collection yesterday, and we have now tied China in gold. Simone Biles ended her Olympics, possibly her career as well, with a silver. We won gold in women's discus, gold in women's surfing, just to name a few. If we now have 21 golds, 30 silvers, and 28 bronzes, how many medals do we have?
Say that again.
Sure. 21 gold, 30 silver, and 28 bronze. What's the total?
That would be 85.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Mike, what do you do for a living? I got to know.
I own an air conditioning company.
You own an air conditioning company. That's fun. I bet you had a crazy summer this time. All right. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold.
Katie. But I did my best.
You did your best. I love that. All right. Now Mike is on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Kamala Harris, she picked her VP running mate. It's Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. Again, his pedigree, he's ex-military. He was a football coach. He was a history high school teacher and a congressman for 12 years. What is the capital of Minnesota?
Minnesota, St. Paul.
That is correct.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
No, thank you. Question two. Zac Efron was in Ibiza.
Oh, okay. Fake.
And something happened. He had to be rushed to the ER. Did you see the story?
No.
Well, we now know the details. He dove into a pool. He hit his head, knocked himself out, and he ingested like a ton of water. Like at the time, it was just like, Zac Efron rushed to the hospital, had to be resuscitated. Like, it was like, whoa, what is going on with Zac?
Wow.
He's fine now. He's out of the hospital. But yeah, it was crazy.
I don't know how that happens.
You dive in where it's too shallow, I guess.
But don't you know where the deep end is?
I not in Ibiza.
Maybe, yeah, everything's backwards.
Ibiza is an island in the Atlantic Ocean or the Mediterranean Sea?
I'm going to say Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah. A lot of people don't even know it's an island. They think it's like a city in Spain. It's not. It's an island off the coast.
I have to tell you, I've never thought anything of it.
How about that? Question three. House of the Dragon just wrapped up season two with a cliffhanger. Did you see it?
No, I've never seen a single episode. Oh,
man, it made me so mad. It's a cool cliffhanger, but still. The showrunners announced that they have confirmed there will be 2 more seasons, but it's not coming back until June of 2026.
What?
Sons of bitches.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy. For a cliffhanger, too.
And, like, how do people keep the enthusiasm going?
I don't know. Which of the following is not a name of a dragon on that show?
Okay.
Dreamfire, Sea Smoke, or Starscream?
What was the third one?
Starscream.
I'm going to say Starscream.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a Transformer.
Starscream is not something Gavin just made up?
No.
Mm-mm. It's a Transformer.
This world is so dumb. And the stuff you guys like is so dumb.
Thank you.
Question four. Leonardo DiCaprio was photographed getting medical treatment while on vacation with his new girlfriend, probably to celebrate her graduation from high school.
Gavin?
The reason why was because he got stung by a jellyfish on his butt.
On his butt?
On his little butt.
I've been stung by a jellyfish.
On your butt?
No, it was on my legs. Oh, okay. It was on my feet and my legs.
So you're filled with nothing but empathy for him.
It doesn't feel good.
True or false? A jellyfish is a fish.
Oh, true?
It is not a fish.
What is it?
It's like it's its own category. It's like a Medusa something, something, something.
Don't look at me.
Okay.
It's something. I don't know. Look it up.
Stop just saying it's something.
It's obviously something.
The word Medusa is in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Question five. America added 8 more Olympic medals to our collection yesterday, and we've tied China in gold.
Yeah, so take it.
Yeah. Simone Biles ended her Olympics, probably her career, with a silver. We also won a gold in women's discus. We won a gold in women's surfing. Women had a big day in golds yesterday.
Hell yeah, we did.
So, if we now have 21 golds,
yeah.
30 silvers,
yeah.
and 28 bronzes,
okay.
how many medals total do we have?
29?
No, that was an addition question.
I'm not sure what happened.
Me either.
We lost medals.
21 plus 30 plus 28.
Right.
The answer is 79.
Maybe your 2 looked like a 7.
Yeah.
Or your 7 looked like a 2.
I really don't know what just happened. Like, yeah. It's like I stroked out.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, all right. It's Mike, are you there?
Yes, I thought you said 36. That's why I said 85, but oh well.
See? We told you to turn your radio off. No, I don't know. Final score, and it wouldn't have made a difference anyway, Mike, because you got 2, Katie got 3. Katie wins.
Yeah, but I... That last one...
That was a little troubling. That was...
feel like I deserve it.
Yeah. If you're trying to go home early because you need to go get checked out, you're on the right path. All right. We're going to add $20 to the jackpot today. And Mike, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie today.
Not today. But you had fun.
Yeah, that is true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.